Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And we are awake this Saturday morning. And why is that a big deal? Well, because the Boston Bruins played in L.A. last night, finishing at about 1-something, Razor. What was it? 110?
Yeah, no, because if it was regulation, it would have been 110. I had it banked, and then it pushed to like 114.
114, yeah. There's
not
road.
That I was watching the
there's
clock.
Road Razor. There's ticked off Razor.
No, not even today. No, they got the win, and I know you stayed up too. So we're all in on it. I'm sure a lot of people listening were in on it too. We all got to get up and do it. So.
Well, it's all part of the not drudgery, because that's putting it. It's the wrong word.
Winter.
It is part of. It's also just part of the hard march that is the NHL schedule. The slog fest this year. I know players would rather play games than practice regularly, but this is, you know, every time I look at the weekly schedule, not just for the Bruins, but for every team, Razor, it looks to be like, oh my God, are you kidding me? These guys are going through it, but the Bruins went through it. They win in overtime. They beat the LA Kings in LA in a 2-1 game. By the way, welcome into Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Here on EEI, Razor worked. I analyzed from the couch, and there's, I guess, a lot of things you could say about that, both for myself and for the Bruins. So we appreciate Razor coming. Neither of us slept well.
Yeah.
It was one of those nights. As Razor put it, you said it's like getting to the airport, right, when you know you've got that 7, 6 a.m. flight.
It's exactly what it was. And that's good. We got a good gig. So then the good news is typically on this trip, right, is back to back. That's where it really gets you. Typically there's a game
there is
tonight.
A back to back usually on this trip, yes.
And because there isn't, that helps everybody involved. So tonight's a nice college football sit on the couch and fall asleep early tonight with my kiddo.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds really good, very appealing.
Always need the carrot.
Yes.
Life. You always need a carrot in life. Dangling.
Right. And usually, not to go too far into it, but usually say there's a back-to-back on this trip. It's usually, by the way, at minimum, and I know this is a four-game trip, but I'm talking about four games out west. This is a three-game west trip, and then they've come all the way across country back to play on the island before Thanksgiving. But usually it's three out in Cali, sometimes somewhere else, you know, in that general vicinity. But there always seems to be either a Thursday, Friday, or a Friday, Saturday, back to back.
Yep.
They love having the Bruins go from, you know, Anaheim to San Jose back down to L.A.
Exactly.
Bruins are now 2-3 in their last five games since that seven game win streak ended. So, treading water, probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah, which is with the, and to add into that, 2-3 with the injury bug hitting.
Well, I was going
to
get there, yes.
Right? And so the treading of water, I think, is kind of, is when you have to take the swim test and you have to tread water this is a good time to tread water, and it's a that's a positive thing to say about them right now.
Right, right. It ain't gonna be pretty always.
No, nope.
It's not pretty.
It was ugly last night. It was.
It had some slogfest moments.
Yeah,
we've called the season a grindfest when we did our first, you know, Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor pod. Now it's eight weeks ago or whatever it was, we called it grindfest. You know, 2025-26. It's going to be that way even more so now,
yep,
given their situation. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937 to join in. We got a couple of calls lined up. We'll get to them in a little bit. A bunch of stuff, as always, to go over the week that was for the Boston Bruins. Since we last sat here, or you chimed in via the beauty of Zoom last week, Ray. You were in Montreal. The Bruins with the win in Montreal. Then a lose at home on Monday to Carolina in a game that...
Scheduled loss.
It was a scheduled loss. But unfortunately, this year, it's a funny thing. You can say scheduled loss, and I get it. But like this year, because the games are so fast and furious, it's almost like you can't have a scheduled loss. But that's neither here nor there. I know what you mean. All right. Anaheim. Then you go on the road. I mean, you play Monday. You play Saturday. You're off Sunday. You play Monday. You're on the jet Tuesday. Crazy. For a cross-country flight. You play in Anaheim in a game that you lose in the last four minutes of the game, which you shouldn't have, and you should have gotten at least a point. Then you go have a day off. You bust to L.A., and again, you win that game last night 2-1 on a Morgan Geeky shot. And Morgan Geeky now with two goals each in his last two games. We had a nice spot on him on our last podcast about taking advantage of the opportunity given to him, Razor. And this guy continues to flourish. He was asked post-game, I think, by our buddy Adam Pellerin. I don't think we have the clip, but he's ever been on a heater like this before? And he's like, no, never. I mean, it's phenomenal where he's at with 15 goals on the season right now.
16.
Sorry. Thank you.
Crazy. But not crazy, because we saw this last year, and we both thought that it was pretty repeatable. Like when we did preview shows and we talked about it, there's some guys that we've both watched and seen in this league where you say, wow, did everything hit him last season? Everything off his back, his butt, every stick, every tip. With Geeky, it's beating guys from distance. And that, for me, is the telltale sign. If there's a guy...
From distance.
Correct. If there's a guy in the league who's scoring goals and he's beating goaltenders down the wing like we saw in overtime, or with a slapper at the top of the slot fairly consistently, that's repeatable, and that's going to always be there. And that's what Morgan Geeky showed last season. Of course, I wouldn't have pegged him at the top of the league with Nate MacKinnon before Thanksgiving, but I did truly believe that this guy's an automatic 30-goal guy in the league after what he did last season and how he was resilient with that.
Well, we both said in our season preview that we thought 30 for sure,
yeah,
and if not, you know, more. I didn't see 40 to 50. I thought it would be high, mid-high 30s. I think I said 37.
I probably said 35.
Yeah. And that was, you know, he's trending –
well, much higher than that.
Much higher. 16 goals, 6 assists, 22 points, minus 7. I know plus minus is fudgeable here and there, but I'd love to see.
You got to back out of the empty netters on that one.
And probably two or three. I'd have to look at
least,
that.
Yeah.
But there have been some times that that line has not been efficient, nearly as engaged enough defensively.
100%.
For how good they've been, and I know they played on different lines last night. You know I'm talking about him and Pasta. But I'm with you.
No, but to your point is when I sit on the couch with my buddy 37, he looks at that. He's like, oh, why are those – what's up there? I say empty netters. He's like, I was out there for empty netters too, and I was plus 28.
Right.
If there's a flex. Yeah, he didn't say that. He just looked at me that way, and I read his mind.
I know.
Yeah. But he goes, you're right. I know he knows I'm not right.
If 37.
Yeah.
If you could put one of those old school
truth detectors on
bubbles above their head like we used to have on MTV years ago,
what
would it say?
Oh, man, that mind is going, boy. That mind is going.
But Morgan Geeky continues to absolutely flourish. I mean, if you just look at the development or the ascension year to year. He wanted more when he was in Seattle as a 24-year-old. He played 69 games his last year there, so in the 22-23 season, 9 goals, 19 assists, played just 10-27. He wanted more. They, in theory, wanted either more from him or wanted to pay him less. That's why he ends up being a free agent, signs the 2-year deal with Boston, and he ends up going 17 goals, 22 assists. Last year, 33 goals, 24 assists. He catapults to a total of 57 points. You see his time on ice jump 15-25 2 years ago, 16-55 last year, my friend. And then this year he's at 17-47 already, like as we said, with 16 goals, 6 assists. So this is a rocket ship might be a little extreme, but close to it. He is absolutely boomeranged to a level. You said it the other day, to all-star level, not superstar yet, but all-star level, because of how consistent he's been.
That's it. And he, yeah, it's, again, it's, he's out there in all the good situations now. He's a target, or he's an, the best option, even with 88 on the ice at sometimes, where 88 gets on the other side or he becomes the playmaker, it goes to 39. And it's special. It's impressive. It's just so easy to overlook a transaction like that. We always look at it going the other way as Bruins fans and want to go critical. I don't know if everybody gives enough credit. Again, I get it all the time. Like Don Sweeney, that's a heck of a pull by that pro scouting department to find this guy and have him doing this on your team. Not a lot of that happens in this league anymore.
He wanted to get more of an opportunity offensively. He was a fourth liner. Mm-hmm. In Seattle, felt that there was more to his game.
And Seattle didn't think there was.
Right.
Boston did.
Boston did. Again, 2-year deal at $2 million. He now signed a 6-year deal at $6 million, right? And now if his
if he scores 35 for the next 6 years.
Oh, my
God. He's playing for free.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
You know, he so, all right. It's
great stuff.
It is great stuff. You see a guy take advantage of the opportunity given to him. Now, again, the whole story doesn't be retold. Last year, healthy scratch, et cetera. Had to figure his stuff out. Admitted it. He admitted it. So, but then he gets an opportunity under Sacco, and he starts shining. How about the other thing, too, is from a goalie's perspective, you talk about being able to beat you from distance for a shot. So I'll go to the first goal where Alex Steves comes down the right side. He gets it. He opens up, and it's a pass over to Geeky. He was doing, it's an old school, he's already got the stick raised.
Yeah.
We don't see many, we see one-timers on the power play. We don't see a ton of one-timers at even strength, right?
No.
Like from that area. Maybe upon the power play from that area. It's, you know what I mean? And he absolutely claps it. I mean, crushes it. So from a former NHL goalie, what do you think makes his shot so hard to pick up from distance? It was what, a 40? Footer, yeah. 45 footer.
Well, it's just the speed. I mean, he has the hardest shot of the season, right? At something like 102 or something from in the Toronto game, I believe it was
on the Bruins. He's got
on the side. Yep, he's got the hardest shot, and at that point was in the National Hockey League. I don't know if there's one faster now, but it flat out beat Darcy Kuemper. The back angle was awesome on TV. You could see it the whole way. It just got up and over his blocker before he could react to it. So. He took a lot of slappers down the wing last season. He takes a few this season, not as many as I'd like because I love seeing it. It's just so old school to me. It's just so obviously different than the rest of the game. But the reason why other guys don't do it is because they can't. That's it, basically what it is. David takes slappers. Geeky takes slappers. Ovi takes slappers. Matthews used to, can't anymore with whatever's going on with him.
Kids don't learn slap shots either anymore.
No, and those guys, yeah, correct. They, like, you used to practice slappers in the driveway, but now sticks are $450. So if you're taking slappers in the driveway, the old man's coming outside and he's screaming and yelling at you, like, cut it out.
Yeah.
That thing, you're not getting another stick. That's my buddies would practice. You had to because you had an old wood 2x4 Sherwood that the only chance to get the puck off the ice was to take a slapper. So it's just he's got a bit of an old school flair with his shooting ability, but the reason – at the end of the day, why it works is just because he's better than everybody with it.
Yeah, well, the other reason kids don't take slappers, besides the cost, but also is nobody teaches them anymore because it's all about flex. It's all about kick point.
Getting it off quick.
It's all about getting it through and this and that. And but, you know, all skills and shooting coaches, hardly anybody teaches one-timers. Maybe a little bit for, you know, off the side, off a flank type of play. For power play stuff, but really,
maybe you and I'll start a slap shot camp. Bring it back.
Put you in net. And
No.
That would be fun. Hey, shoot it, razor.
Stand behind it.
All right. Now, listen, we've got a break coming up, but after that, we got a couple of calls already lined up. We'll take them in the next segment, 617-779-7937. We're going to get to line changes that we saw for last night's game. We're going to talk about the injuries. You know, McAvoy had surgery. Where are the other guys at, too? I went through some power play numbers, Razor, and I know we've talked at length about how efficient and beautiful it has been to watch the power play, for the most part, maybe not last night.
Yeah.
But why? Compared to some of the years past where they had more talent when they weren't as good. So we'll get into all of that. This is, you know, Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Coming up next, though, is going to be David Azar with What's Trending Now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Getting back at it here Saturday morning. Dreary Saturday morning. This is a stay in bed all morning Saturday morning. If you didn't have youth sports and or a radio show to get up for, I guess it's supposed to be nicer tomorrow, but cooler, chillier out. The Boston Bruins through 23 games, folks, find themselves with a 13-10-0 record. No overtime losses yet. No extra time losses for 26 points. That's good for quote unquote first place in the Atlantic Division. And I'm not putting it down, but like percentage points, they're not in first. But it's too early to either say, oh, they're a first place team. And it's also too early to kind of discredit them being up there given their situation. And their situation involves A, not as much depth to begin with, Razor, as a team. And B, now even less depth given all of the injuries. You got, you know, this is more than a few guys that are out, and it starts with Charlie McAvoy. Word this week, update this week, had surgery, out indefinitely. We know through, what, Thanksgiving? Is that correct? Yeah, through this, up till this, through this trip.
Yes.
And then waiting for anything after that. We don't have official word as to exactly what the surgery entailed for the jaw, for the face. Is this something that you can play through? There are certain facial injuries that you can play through with, obviously, extra protection. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that you can't. So it's an unknown. There's 22 to, let's call it 25 minutes tonight on a big game night, right, out of the lineup. Arvidsson is out, who I felt had elevated his game. You noticed him more the last couple of weeks when he was out there, especially filling in for Elias Lindholm, who is still out, yet on the road. Hopefully he can play, if not Sunday in San Jose, maybe Wednesday on the island, get another full practice in on the island, and then maybe Elias can come back. And then there's Casey Mittelstadt, who's still out, who we have no word on.
Nothing. Yeah,
that was a give it a week, let's see, and then we haven't heard anything there. So glass half full, as you said early on in this show, they're hanging in there, 2-3-0 in their last five games. Glass half empty is, how long can they do this? I guess, you know, we're not in the business of crystal balling things, but it doesn't feel like you can really go. I mean, look at their schedule again. Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday coming up. You know, two games right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, those two are fortunately are at home where they've been good. Last night's a huge win because of that. I think we saw structure last night. I think what we've seen is...
It wasn't pretty, right? But we don't care.
No, exactly. Exactly. And I think that's where again, it doesn't... The other thing, too, is with Husnadinov, you talk about depth. With Husnadinov stepping up the way he has, the center position has had depth all season. Mm. They've had depth up the middle. Mm-hmm. Zach has been great. Corrali's stayed there. He's been great. Yep. Minton has stepped up in a way that's even probably better than I thought he would on the consistent basis. That first road trip, I was like, ooh, this could be hard.
How good
be
was
hard
their
for
line
him.
Last
that
night?
They were so good. And that's Janot and Kastelic insulating Minton. But again, down the middle, they've actually been deep and consistent. They can go up against any of the other four lines that they've been up against this season. So that's been fortunate. The structure, the more of the depth is that back end. That's where you get a little bit of in and out. But if Nikita Zadorov, we were texting last night, plays 26 minutes and 19 seconds the way he did last night, for the next 60 games, and everybody's all set. That's a tall ask, but it's been impressive what 91 has done this season.
Yeah,
and last night was his best game.
Oh my gosh,
he was everywhere.
Everywhere,
like the step up play to get the geeky goal going, to get the puck to Steves again, killing the 5-on-3 again. Like he's a confident guy. But he's feeling himself pretty good right now, too. Which I think also...
It helps the team, yeah.
It helps the team a lot, but it also helps him... He settles when he's confident. I think last year at times we saw him at the start where he was kind of unsure and new, and he wanted to project himself and say something.
Right.
And now he's back to, I'm really good, and now I feel very confident. I'm very self-assured in my confidence.
Let's get a sit-down with Nikita.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate now. We haven't actually done a sit-down with a player. It's been so hard to line it up this year, given, you know, to have a great one-on-one with the player because of the schedule.
Uh-huh.
The days off, et cetera, and everything are so few and far. I would love to ask him if he's ever played this well in his mind, in his eye, in his career. Because he's had some moments of.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not forget, he was the traveling man at times, different teams, and a lot of inconsistency to his game. Now, this is maybe recency bias. We're just seeing him like this right in front of our very eyes, game in, game out, Razor.
Yeah.
But his level of consistency this year, I would find it, not saying he hasn't had other good moments of, but this has been a revelation. Also, I want to bring up your Husnadinov comment quickly. There's another pickup that the Bruins made that needs, I would say, casual credit at the very least, if not a little more than that. Because, and it's just one season so far, and we're talking 23 games in. But give him credit and the team credit for finding that. And the kid, because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure how to say his name, first of all, when it came in. Second of all, I wasn't sure how, you know, really where he was going to fit. And we touched on it the past week on the pod, you know, with the whole Elias coming back, where do you fit Hustadinov? And I'm almost at the point where, like, you're going to fit him.
Yep.
You're going to figure it out.
Yeah, no question you're going to figure it out. And I certainly wasn't sure by the end of last season. It was really bad for everyone at the end, but I was like, are they really even going to sign this guy back and re-sign him? There could have been
him, Lauko.
They had so many guys. Right. Okay, but again, good on the scouts. Somebody saw something and saw his ability to be consistent and find ice in the middle.
They need his pace, too.
His energy. His energy is high-level NHL style. And then back to Zdorov's plus +4 leading the team plus minus. We'll go back to that play. He's plus again. Last year he was plus on that dismal team. This year he's plus again. It's you know, the numbers are there.
Well, his confidence is great. Wearing an A last night is awesome for him. You know, so he's going to be wearing it, it seems, as long as, you know, the leadership group is out and injured. Awesome for him. He's confident. 617-779-7937 for joining here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Let's start with Depot. He was in first. And Depot, we got a couple of calls lined up, so let's keep it quick. We'll try and get to everybody.
Good morning, guys. As you're just talking about with the D-depth, with McAvoy probably out and Joakim Haro struggling, was wondering about putting a package together for Rasmus Anderson. My buddy just saw him up in Buffalo, said he was impressive. Moves the puck well, and then this is for this season, but thoughts of extending him also for the future, because it's tough finding free agents these days. Thanks, guys.
All right, Rasmus Anderson is in Calgary, last year of his contract, and he is, what is he, 31? Is he 30? No, he's 29.
Yeah.
Okay, just pulled it up. He's known, he's right shot defenseman. The Bruins need a right, more depth on their right side. The salary cap's going up. They should have some money there, but do they have a package that the Calgary Flames would want? Now, Anderson wants a big deal.
Yeah.
He wants a big contract. I don't have the number in front of me, but he's going to want something heavy. And it's not that the Bruins can't afford it. It's as they piece things together. His highest in his career, Razor, is 50 points. He did that in the 21-22 season. But normally, I would call him more of a upper 30s to 40-point guy.
Yeah, so two things, and Depot, I love him. I think your buddy's right on with this guy. Again, he's 29. He's got tons of hockey left. There's two things with Rasmus that are the issue for the Bruins. One, does he want to come here?
Right.
He's a UFA. There's been tons of speculation about Vegas, about Florida, like the South. So that's one thing. Does he want to come here, and will he extend? Because
you're not trading.
Because my number two point is Calgary's taking a first round pick and a prospect and maybe a roster guy for this guy. That's going to be the market for a right-handed defenseman that plays 25 minutes that can do what Rasmus does. So do the Bruins want to become and step out of that prospect group like they've done so well the last couple of years? I'm not sure if they're at that point. So,
well, but they're okay. They're loaded with first round picks, that two this year, two next year.
Yep.
They have more prospects. Let's be honest. They're just starting the
replenish
of prospects. A move like that could really accelerate it. Now, you know, you get a healthy Charlie, you get Erasmus, you get a Peak. Those are your three right shot guys. Then.
Yeah, you're stacked.
You're stacked.
All of a sudden.
Or do they say, well, you know, we're losing a right shot guy. We want a guy from your right side to come back that way. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? So it's a legit question. You know what else is legit? Or who else? Maria, welcome into the show, our good friend. Welcome into Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Good morning, guys. So I'll be quick with my questions. First, this is not a hot take, but Nikita Zadorov has been by far the Bruins' best defenseman all season long.
Yep.
All season long thus far. And so my question to you guys is, the move with Morgan Geekie, switching him to that second line, is that something to just bridge the gap until Elias comes back? Or what do you think Marco's doing with that? Because you certainly don't want Pasta to get too quiet, and they were developing chemistry together. And then my second question is, on Charlie McAvoy, Are you guys at all concerned or bothered by the fact that his camp came out and said that he would be ready to play in the Olympics, yet we don't have any information either from the Bruins or from, you know, Charlie McAvoy's group directly on the status of his injury? That bothers me. I want to hear about the club that's paying you first before the Olympics. Thanks for the time, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you, Maria. Let's first go to the lines. So last night, folks, if you didn't get to watch or didn't get to really digest what the line combos were, Zacha was in between Matei Blumel and Pastrnak, the all-check line. Steves was on the left, Hustinitov in the middle, Geeky on the right. And then you had the third line that remained the same, and the fourth line, basically. Corrali in the middle of Tufte and Asimont. And again, we said Minton's line, which, you know, and Kastelic. I mean, the Geeky, to me, this is a, you got to do what you got to do. You're on the road. You got to get some balance. And you're also perhaps trying to, A, get Zacha going again. The last few, it's been, you know, I mean, you put Zacha with Pastrnak, and then you add Blumel there, the all-check line. I think you're hoping to give the kid, Blumel, some comfort. There was a lot of talk about that. But I also think it's about Zacha, too, seeing if you can get him, you know, even put into a, when I say a different level, I mean, he does so many little things, but give him that as you said, the carrot, that opportunity to play with his good buddy Pasta. And then you got Hustinitov pushing the pace. Steves has been up and down in his game. He had a beautiful assist last night, right? He had a great shot block, too,
yeah,
on the PK in that game, a desperation play in the second. Listen, Maria and folks, Razor, this is going to be, until everybody's back and healthy, if everybody's healthy ever, this is going to be a move the pieces around type of lineup. But it has to be.
Yes, but, and I think you're going to see Geeky and Pasta back together.
I
think
agree.
This game last night was, and what he did at the end of Anaheim, Carolina, they were stale. The most of the game against Anaheim, the top two lines were stale. I think Marco tried to find a little bit of something last night. I think now that Geeky got his two goals back-to-back games, I think you go back to David. You'll see it sooner than later, especially whenever Lindholm comes back. You're going to put everything back in place. It's not going to be you're not going to leave David on his own, I think. And you said it, Blumel, trying to get him to do something. Like, what do we have here?
Because he's jury's out.
Yeah, the jury's out big time, and then the power play issue that he, you know, play he made at the end. So that is that. I think they're not, Geeky and Pasta will not be separated for too long, I don't believe. Charlie McAvoy thing,
yep.
is that's a national report. All that is Team USA, Team USA, Team USA. Emily Kaplan works for the national network. Her view and her story only hits if she talks about men's hockey Olympic team. I don't take anything into it in any way whatsoever.
And they're asking specifically about the Olympics.
Whatever that question right. was, or whatever the podcast, or wherever she was talking about, or whatever her delivery is, it's only about the Olympics. It has nothing to... She went through and said, Jack Hughes Olympics...
Five
Connor
of the six,
Hellebuck
right,
Olympics, right. Charlie McAvoy Olympics. Like, that's all that story was worried about. The idea that we have to talk about that from the Bruins' point of view is a waste of breath, I think.
I think the Bruins, and I think is waiting just to see how things settle after the first few days of this surgery.
We're going to get
Thanksgiving.
We'll get off the road.
Right.
We might not even hear Friday or Saturday because they're so busy there. But
they're going to be asked about it, though.
The Monday and Tuesday after those two games, it's like we get a report or an update, or we'll see Charlie at the rink, or, you know, something's going to be brought
up. I mean, Friday, people, it's an afternoon game, so there isn't going to be this crazy press conference, but Marco will talk before the game. He will be asked about it.
Yeah.
He will. He has to be.
Yeah.
He might not get an answer.
But he's going to defer to, at some point they're going to make a statement, though. They will. This is the plumbing of the PR world.
Exactly. I get it. So, no, Maria, when I say I'm not worried, meaning, I don't know if Charlie, we don't know if he's coming back. I'm worried about his health. I'm worried about everything that, you know, the guy's been through. But I'm saying I know when they're ready to give a Bruins update, they will.
And the other thing is too, folks, please don't think that this is a Charlie McAvoy leak and this is Charlie's camp trying to no. This is just Emily Kaplan doing national men's hockey Olympic team news. That's all that is.
All right, real quick, we got another time for a quick call here. Jason, I think, wants to chime in on what we're talking about.
Yeah, thanks, Razor. That's what I want to say. Exactly. Like, a lot of people are giving McAvoy heat because of, like, he's got designs on coming back for the Olympics. Emily Kaplan put that out. And then when people give him Charlie crap, in the game where he went down, he smoked a guy in the center ice and he takes a shot off the face. I think Charlie's been taking too much heat.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how that – I caught wind of that yesterday or the day before on talk radio. It's – yeah, that's not coming from – it's it was just a specific question on Kaplan. Like, it's –
right,
it's completely made up.
But that's what,
no, I know. But that's I think that's why we're getting these calls right on the radio. Is like, don't buy into that, folks. It's not true.
All right, we got a couple of minutes here before we go to break. I want to talk about the Bruin power play numbers over the years, Razor. Real quick, listen to these numbers, and they're not bad. But last year, 15.2. Year before, 2 years prior, 22% each year. 21% in the 22-23 season. Then you go down to 22% in the 21-22 season. All right. This year, coming into last night's game, and I if I was a good host, I would have the actual number. They were 27.4%. They might be a tick or two down right mm-hmm. now after last night. How are they doing this with less skill overall throughout the lineup? We know Steve Spott has brought in a lot of different looks, both on the breakouts and the entries, obviously the sets. But how do you take lower level skill? And that is not meant to say that these guys aren't good. You know what I mean? The depth of their, especially a few years ago when they set records in the National Hockey League.
Well, I had three Hall of Famers.
And they're right. How are they doing it? Because it is so impressive.
Except
when they give up a shorty.
That was unlucky. Well, not unlucky, but that was last night. Recency. It's just like we talk about all the time, the second power play unit. So how many times have we talked about last year, especially, get the second power play unit? Yeah. They're more simple. They're predictable. They do that. That's what this is, but with a better group of players than a typical second line unit. They're simple, but they work really hard. They retrieve pucks. They have second effort. They have a shot mentality. And now, because they've had success, they've opened up a few different options. And that comes into where Spotter, the last few days are talking about his power play. He's like Scotty Bowman right now. Yeah, he's the best guy ever, and he's a great coach. But, you know, he's also, you know, the first one to give the players a lot of credit for how hard they're working. But I think it just comes down to what we always talk about with power plays at times is being simple. And I think they've done that. And now that's kind of freed them up. And the guys like Arvidsson have come on. Everybody in different positions have done expectations.
Yeah. One of the things that is noticeably different besides their entries, which were atrocious at times last year, right? And we did that breakdown weeks ago showing they're coming up with speed, they're coming up with depth instead of stationary and less depth, so more options. I also think their retrievals of the puck have been much better, meaning if they flub it or whatever, they get it back more. And they're looking to strike quicker. That's the other thing. You know, we saw it with Geeky Tip, right? They love the plays off the faceoff, which you don't always see on power plays. It becomes more of a structured thing. And so to the Bruins' credit, they are listening to the teachings of Steve Spott, and I don't know if they're demands so much as they are, hey, guys, if let me show you, and you'll trust me. Coaching is about getting through to these guys. It's not about saying that you know what to do. It's like proving you know what works, and you got to figure out a way to get through, especially power play guys. They want to create, and you have to allow some creativity, but you've got to give them flash points or hot points, areas, and he's doing that, and they're believing him, and therefore it continues to do really well.
No, exactly. There has to be a foundation. There has to be, and the big thing is that the shot early, the directness early allows them to retrieve better. When they're standing still, we always talk, oh, the power play is standing still. Well, the reason when the power play is standing still, the issue is you can't retrieve because you're stuck and you're too far away and you're too separated and you can't support. You get that puck on net early, now you can retrieve. You have movement. There's no positions. The Ferris wheel gets rolling. And that's where they'll be able to keep teams in their zone longer, and that's where the seams and everything breaks down.
All right, we got to head to break here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jeff, Ian Razor. After the break, we got one more segment. We'll talk about the Bruins game in San Jose coming up, and we'll take a look at a couple of other things. Like I said, folks, this team grinding their way through things, been good so far. All right, we'll be right after the break. Saturday Morning Brew with Jeff, Ian Razor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I still get a kick out of that intro every time. The voiceover guy.
What a gig.
I do. What, oh, what a gig. How about the fact that they actually did it for us? Too many penalties by this team, Razor. You know, nice win last night. And people can talk, and rightfully so, about some of the calls and come on, young ref, and all that stuff. But we're getting to the point. Second overall minutes, most minutes taken in penalties again this season. And they're going to stress the PK too much, partner. It's going to come. The 5-on-3, again, just magnificent last night. And folks, if you didn't get to see it, it was happened again to the Boston Bruins. They were 5-for-5 on the PK, just gave up a couple of shots. It was interesting. L.A. on their 5-on-5 had a similar, very similar set to what we saw from the Montreal Canadiens, but yet they did it, I thought, more effectively. I thought they moved below the goal line or from below the goal line up with the puck and their feet much quicker, and they weren't looking for the perfect play like the Montreal Canadiens were last week on the 5-on-3. But still, they didn't score. The Bruins are going to bite themselves in the you-know-where if they keep taking too many penalties.
No question. They, especially 5-on-3, you just can't, you know, they're being aggressive on the PK. They're getting close. They're taking people on, but the fact that they had 3 5-on-3s with over a minute in the past week and got away with all three of them is pretty incredible, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think that's, you know, that doesn't happen. That hasn't happened maybe once a season to a team. So they have to stay out. Last night they pushed it again. They had 20 minutes in penalty. Corrali got the 10 minutes. So they were 10-4. So 5 minors to 2. That's just not a winning strategy in any way whatsoever. They've got to, again, their system too should allow things to come to them a little bit, especially in the neutral zone and the offensive zone. The sticking penalties, the tripping penalty by Corrali, it has to stop, and they are their skin of their teeth right now with those calls.
Yeah, and you know, you're gonna lament some of them. You're gonna bitch about some of them because you're like, really, that's a penalty? You know, come on, understand game awareness and stuff. But the officials are now told not to. You know, I don't know if they were ever told the referee the score, but you know what I mean. It used to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of even it up. Noah's never spoken that way, but it just felt that way. Now, young referees are taught, do you think it's a penalty? Doesn't matter where, when, who, all that stuff. Doesn't mean that there are some that you're like, come on, but you got to play through it if you're the Bruins, and you've got to be more responsible. I just think that they're playing with fire too much. Like the penalty kill's been so good. I don't want to see it get stressed to the point. And as you always like to say, and other guys not get into the flow of the game enough at times that you don't want to see it backfire. I want to change gears here just a little bit quickly. The Bruins out in LA last night. You're not old, but you're almost old enough to have played in the old arena in LA. But you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You missed it.
No, I didn't.
You missed the fabulous forum.
I did.
Okay. With that said, there are still moments. It's now called Crypto Arena. Is that what it's called now?
Yeah, I did it. That's an interesting, you know. Didn't they go under? Didn't crypto have like a huge issue? I don't know.
It has in the last few weeks. I know nothing about it. I listened. Arena,
yeah.
Okay, crypto.com arena.
Okay.
But it's been named other things there, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever have that? I did one game in the old fabulous form, and it was fabulous. It was fun. I've heard stories of parties afterwards and everything.
Yeah.
Did not partake in, sadly.
Wayner and Magic.
Yes, and everything. And every visiting team. They couldn't get out of the locker room quick enough.
Yes, of
Could
course.
Not shower quick enough to get to the post party at the form. But when you've played in L.A., did you ever skate around out of your crease? Now, you weren't a big skate out of your crease guy, usually. I've seen you do it a few times. There's video of that. But did you ever then say, oh, there's Will Ferrell. Oh, there's so-and-so. Oh, there's, you know, did you ever have an L.A., a Razor L.A. moment?
Oh, good question. Not that anything stands out. We had more so in Toronto, right? Like, Toronto, we had a lot of visitors when I played for the Toronto Maple Leafs. We had prime ministers, we had,
but would you see them when you're on the ice?
No, not in, you'd see them on the big screen, but not like the old form. It was like supermodel actress, supermodel actor, Jack Nicholson, like all the way down the glass for Wayne. That it was never like that. Like the 03-04 LA Kings were pretty bad. Like the place was half empty 90% of the time.
But
no superstar love out there. No, we had, you know, we would go out in LA and there would be people out and you'd meet cool people.
The days of Harry O's.
Oh, Harry O's. Yeah, I was around for Harry O's. Harry O's is probably 20 years old now. Like I don't think it made it past 05, 06, 07.
Did it close that early?
Yeah, I think so.
We used to go there in the old IHL there to play Long Beach.
Yeah.
And somehow, like some way, we all found our way to Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, Harry O's was cooking in like 2000, 2001. Oh. It was really
cooking in the 90s. Nights.
Yeah, 90s were even bigger than that. It really did teeter out like mid-2000s and went away.
All right, folks, we're getting set to wrap up this Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor here on EEI. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for everything. If you didn't catch all of it, it's going to be out in the podcast soon and also a video coming up as well. Bruins' next game is Sunday, tomorrow night, against the Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith-led San Jose Sharks. The Tiburones, Los Tiburones, they've got bite now, Razor. They're good. And if the Bruins open it up against them, Celebrini might be celebrating. We'll see. Hopefully the Bruins are alive. You like that, David Azer? Like that? The tie-in to the little Pearl Jam there. All right, Razor, thanks for getting up and coming in.
It was great.
All right. A lot
good.
Of fun.
Thanks. Feel good now.
Thanks for the phone calls, everybody, and thanks for joining us here. All right, coming up next, We got Ken and Curtis. I haven't got to say that yet because I'm a crappy host. I finally remembered to do it once. Ken and Bees, by the way, I hope they're coming up next. If they're not, I'm really crappy. All right, folks, we'll talk to you next week here. Thanks for joining us, Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.